Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, September 14th at 8 p.m., enjoy Moonlight Movies. It's Beauty and the Beast on the big screen at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach. Saturday, September 15th from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., it's the First Coast Heart Walk at Metropolitan Park. And Saturday, September 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. It is Thursday, so we are back on the air, and we are happy to be here because there's a ton of stuff going on these days, man. I tell you what, I got I got a different wingman with me today. I got Ryman Schoaf here.
We got rid of the Master Chief.
We got rid of the Master Chief. Master Chief got bumped.
But both Navy guys, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay, for sure. But now we got our Navy captain here with us today. And of course, Velvet Voice himself.
Call me that again. I'm out. See you. Not being funny.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Roger Henderson, everybody. Yeah.
And no military background for me. I actually thought about joining the military when I was in high school, when I got out. But This high school I attended required uniforms. And my mindset at that immature time in my life said, no, I'm never going to wear a uniform again. And that's what kept me out of the trouble.
That's interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
I actually volunteered to join the services in nurses training, and there were nine of us who went through all of the process and the whole thing, and then we wound up getting letters. This is 1971, I think, 71, and we wound up getting letters saying, you know what, we've got a lot of nurses and things are winding down, and we don't need you. So
that was around Vietnam, though, right?
Yeah.
You know, Roger, with your voice, you'd make a great PAO.
What's a PAO?
Public Affairs Officer.
Okay.
So, but you would have been in charge of, you know, whatever public announcements. You know, all the carriers have their own radio studios, their own television studios. Okay. You'd have been perfect for that.
Really? Okay.
Oh, you'd have been perfect.
True.
Oh, yeah. And then when you get overseas, you'll have, all the radio news. It's called Air Farts, which is the FRN, which is the Air Force radio. I mean, you would have been all over that foreign, when you deploy,
cool.
Because that's where you get all your information from, is from government entities, military entities.
Right.
And they always have, you know, this is Petty Officer so-and-so giving the news, and you'd have been fantastic at that.
Yeah, oh well. Maybe I missed out on life, huh?
Well, I don't think you missed out, because here you are. I don't think you missed out. You know, you did good. You did good, and you're with us today. Probably on the carrier, there wouldn't have been too many people that would have called you Velvet Voice either, so, hey.
Okay.
Okay, he says. Okay. All right, everybody, we got a lot of stuff going on. First thing I want to do is make a major announcement, and please pass this on, get the word out. Republican Party of Duval County is holding our Lincoln Day, Douglas Day Banquet, Lincoln Douglas Banquet. It is coming up next month, October 18th. That is a Thursday evening. We're going to be at the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena. And guess who our special guest is going to be?
Hint.
Take a guess.
Lincoln Day.
Hint. It's a woman.
Okay.
Short woman.
No idea.
Short woman.
You?
She's real short. Yeah, no. Yeah. She's shorter than me. She's shorter than me. We've got Judge Jeanine coming to Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be great.
Short and shy, we've noticed.
Yeah, she's
She's shy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's shorter than me and she's shyer than me too. Yeah. So, yeah. It's going to be a wonderful evening. She's going to be there. We will have our VIP events. We've got, and then our general banquet. She will be the lead speaker for the banquet as well. We are hoping, we have invited all of our statewide candidates. And I know we're on the calendars for all of them, but you know, the way these statewide deals work, especially with people like the governor who still have a job to do, you know, like still has to run the state, it takes a little while. You've got to wait until you're closer to the event to get an actual absolute confirmation. But we are on the calendars for all these people. So hopefully we will have Governor Scott with us. We will have Ron DeSantis with us. We will have Ashley Moody with us, so on and so forth. So it's going to be a very, very, very fun night. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am. You can get tickets. Tickets are available now, and you can get VIP tickets or regular banquet tickets. Go to DuvalGOP.com, and it's right there. You can't miss it. Big banner. And click on it for more details and kind of choose how you want to participate that night. There are autograph books that will be available. If you buy a VIP ticket, then you get the autograph book included with your price, as well as a chance to meet and have a photo with Judge Jeanine. So, you know, we only have a limited number of VIP tickets, so it's important to get in as early as possible for that. And you're looking at me with that look on your face.
I'm hanging on every word. Every word, Karen, is important.
You're driving me crazy. So. Anyway, DuvalGOP.com and get your tickets now to get in to see Judge Jeanine. It's going to be a wonderful evening. Did you go to the event that we did at the arena? Have either of you been there for our banquets?
No, I have not.
It is so super cool. We take up the entire floor of the arena, and we put 700 plus people in there. Have a great decoration. We've got a huge 80-foot flag that hangs from the rafters, and that it just looks very, very cool. And of course, the Duval GOP logos and the logos of our candidates and the flags and all of those lighted strips going around the arena. It looks really, really cool. And anything that's going on stage, you can see in that Jumbotron. It's just a lot of fun. It's something different.
Candidate Shove went to that.
Candidate Shove.
He didn't win, though, but he was at the arena.
But he was there.
He was at the arena.
Is he related to you?
He's a good friend, real close.
Is he close?
Yeah.
That's good to know. But it wasn't that a great night?
It was great. The way that it's set up with the Jumbotron and the tables being on the floor, well done. I don't know who came up with that, but that is well done.
Yeah,
very professional, very...
Well, we're gonna do it one more time. It is gonna be fun, and certainly all of our candidates will be there. We're hoping to have all of the statewide candidates there, and all the way down. It doesn't matter what level, statewide, state level, local candidates, down to school board and soil and water, and everybody. We're all gonna be there. So it will be a great evening. Truly, I'm looking forward to it. Totally looking forward to it. We also have a second event coming up. And that is in November. It's 2 days after the election, and the Duval GOP has reserved the Alhambra Theater for Thursday. That is Thursday, November 8th, and they have a play in town called 1776.
A musical revolution.
It is indeed a musical. Have you guys? Now this was an old movie from like. In the 50s or 60s, probably the 60s. I don't know when it was.
I wasn't born yet.
Well, but the movie is on the movie is on TV, especially around the 4th of July. Every year you can watch the movie, 1776.
Right.
And this is the play of that film. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of comedy in it. And it'll be a nice way 2 days after the election when all the push is done. And we already know that we have... been victorious, and we can sit back and relax a little bit. Then we're going to go to the Alhambra and watch this.
You know, one of the things that I really love about the Alhambra is that they generally have the dining that's related in a theme to whatever play they're showing. I wonder if they're going to have 1776 dishes on the menu.
Well, actually, I don't really see a 1776 dish.
But... And what is a 1776 dish anyway?
I don't know. Crackers? I don't know.
No.
Stuff that's packed in brine, maybe. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Anyway, go to DuvalGOP.com. You'll see the banner for the Lincoln Douglas banquet, and you'll also see the banner for 1776. You can click on there, find out all the details, get your tickets right online, and join us for these events because they're going to be great. We're going to be back in just a minute, so stay tuned. We're going to be talking about local stuff.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their health care bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their health care needs, but the needs of others too. And it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley began his concert in Seattle by asking the crowd to stand for the national anthem. Then Elvis broke out into Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, and the crowd went wild. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fitting by three board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands, including Birkenstock and For Your Soul by Rocky Brands. And congratulations this month to Dennis Mansell, celebrating his 20th year with Boger Shoes. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by Boger Shoes at 1014 Park Street in Five Points. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Welcome back to the Inside Track. You are listening to Karen Morton, Chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And my guest co-host with me today, Ryman Schoaf, Captain Ryman Schoaf of the U.S. Navy.
Steering the studio today.
That's right. And WBOB's own Roger Henderson is
here. So we're in the studio with a legitimate American hero who's defended our freedom.
Indeed, he has.
At the high seas.
That's right.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate the service, but I'm no hero. Let me point this out, because I've been to Bethesda. And when you go to Bethesda, you'll see some heroes.
Yeah.
They don't have arms and legs, and a lot of them are blind and they're burnt.
Wow.
And
yeah.
They're all about 21 years old.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing, because you're just, my husband got shot in the knee when he was coming back from a mission. And he was in Bethesda, though, and this was a long time ago, so the surgical procedures weren't as good as they are now. So he was in Bethesda what's the Army hospital that's up there?
Well, Walter Reed.
Walter Reed. He was at Walter Reed for a long while. And he will not talk about that, because he says, you have no idea what other guys looked like. And, you know,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you several stories.
Yeah.
It's humbling. It's like they come because I was going through all of my medical to get out when I was retiring. So I went to Bethesda several times, and as I'm going from one appointment to the other, you're just going down these long halls, and They never stop coming at you. It's like Night of the Living Dead. They're all like armless, legless,
right,
burnt.
Right.
And then I go, the first time I get there, I look in the corner and there's this big bed, you know, round bed just laying on the floor. And I'm like, what is that all about? And then I said something. I saw somebody came in and their dog laid on the bed and he went in. And someone told me, he said, yeah, they have so many blind veterans here. That's their CNI dogs. And so they have a bed on every floor for the dog to lay as the patient goes in. There's that many blind veterans there. It's humbling. It really is.
Yeah.
And what's really heartbreaking, I wish we really as a nation would step up to the plate more and do more for our veterans, you know?
You know, I believe that we absolutely need to do that. And I'm hoping, it sounds like Trump is trying to get the right people in position to start sorting through a lot of that stuff anyway, and to start making some strides in that direction. That would be amazing for us, because our veterans, they deserve anything and everything we can possibly do. Absolutely.
I got a good story about that. I have a friend of mine. He's not a veteran, but he's been working for the VA for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, he does case work.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, hey, have you seen a difference between the Obama administration and the Trump administration? He said, huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
He said, under the Obama administration, people were just milking the system big time. He said, so I'd be doing research on a case. I'd call somebody up. Hey, can you get me such and such information? Yeah, when I feel like it.
And he, no way.
Yeah.
Those were his exact words.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He goes,
wow.
It would be, yeah, when I feel like it. He said, I would call and I would call and I would call. I was like, come on, I got to get this.
God.
I got to take care of this veteran. Couldn't fire anybody.
Yep.
Trump comes in. Very first guy he puts in there, he fired 150 people right off the bat.
Yeah.
And according to my friend, he said, and he sent out an email to everybody in the VA and said, I fired 150. I'm looking for my next 150. And he said, oh my gosh, the next day I was like, can I get such and such? He said, give me 5 minutes. It'll be right there. And said,
whoa.
Everybody was just like getting on it and taking care of the vets. He said, I've always cared about the vets. He said, but it was frustrating to try to take care of people when the other folks just said, you can't fire me. I'm here. It doesn't matter. I can have lousy service. Nothing's going to happen. I'm going to get paid. Screw the vets. We don't, you know, just not important. He said, but Trump came in, people started losing their jobs and the vets really got the service that they deserved.
There
so it was a
go.
Huge difference when Trump came in.
There you go.
That's
leadership. That's leadership. That's giving a damn about our country. That's what that is. Thank God we have President Trump in Washington, D.C., truly. Gosh.
Amen to that, Karen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, for real. And I'll tell you, that kind of leads us into, you know, we're going to have another thank God moment coming up November 6th, because we've got elections here in Florida. Well, we've got elections nationwide, but here in Florida, we are looking at the governor's race.
When do the absentee ballots go out? Because it's sooner than November that people can actually start voting, right?
Yeah, absentee ballots go out in the early October. I have to look up the exact date, actually.
Less than a month away.
And of course our military ballots go out earlier than that. They actually go out, I think, September 22nd or somewhere in there.
Wow.
But for the general population, early October starts vote by mail, and then October 22nd through November 4th is early voting. And again, folks, I can't even begin to tell you. I got so frustrated with somebody. I was talking with a person after the primary, and I said, you know, hey, you know, thanks so much, you know, for getting out to vote. And he goes, well, you know, I kind of got really busy, and it was just a primary, and I lost it. I mean, poor whoever here,
okay.
Because I mean, when I lose it, you've seen me. My eyes get big and I start screaming and I start punching people in the chest with my finger. And you're like, are you kidding me? Are you? You know, I just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's well, you know what? I'm on Facebook. I said, yeah. And what does that got to do with anything? He goes, well, no, you know, I influenced a lot of people.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Uh huh. Right. You and all the other couch potatoes influenced each other.
Right.
You're talking to the choir there.
Yeah. And what we've got, you know, it's so convenient now. If you can't make it to the polls either early or on election day,
right,
you can vote from the privacy of your own family room.
Right. Right. So while you are sitting there on Facebook influencing your people, take the time to fill out the ballot. For the love of God, this is unbelievable and absolutely inexcusable. Inexcusable.
She's losing that we it
cannot. That's what I was thinking, Roger. She's passionate about this, isn't she?
I'm backing away. I did vote on primary day.
Thank you.
What advice could you give people if they wanted to vote early? They have a very busy schedule. They may travel a little bit and they can't necessarily be to the polls. How can they get their absentee ballot sent to their house via mail?
You can get your absentee ballot by either going to the website for the Supervisor of Elections, and I can tell you what that is. It's DuvalElections.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's right on the front page, there's a place where you can click that says absentee ballot. You can also pick up the phone and call 630-1414.
And they'll send your ballot to your house.
They will send the ballot right to your mailbox. You can get it, take a look at it, make your decision, mail it back in. You got plenty of time. It just has to be received by Election Day at 5 p.m.
Okay, now people half the state of Florida can hear the station. If they don't live in Duval County, can they contact Duval County? They'll put them in touch with their Supervisor of Elections, so they should contact their Supervisor of Elections
and
their county directly.
They do need to contact their own Supervisor of Elections, but I'll tell you, if you call that 630-1414 number,
mm-hmm.
they'll look it up for you. You know, just tell them what county you need, and they'll look it up.
So Karen Morton said I could call you.
I don't care if you do that
them,
at all.
And
that'd
you
be
give
fine.
Them their county's Supervisor of Elections number.
That'll be fine. No, they will find it okay. for you, honestly.
All right.
But Supervisor of Elections, and of course, if you're on the internet, just Google Supervisor of Elections for your county. It should pop right up. It's not a secret.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, DuvalElections.com or 630-1414 and get that absentee ballot. Now, some people tell me, well, I don't want to get an absentee ballot because I'm afraid it won't get delivered, and I'm afraid, you know.
They
okay,
won't
fine.
Like my signature that I've now put the circle instead of the I
yeah.
over the over,
yeah,
over my
exactly,
last name.
Now, exactly.
Should they, you know, I know there's a hassle, but some yeah. people are concerned that they should update their signatures mm-hmm. or how will they know if their signature didn't match according to someone?
Yeah, they'll know.
Okay.
They will know.
So they will notify them. Okay.
Well, yes, there is a notification process for that. But we've also found that they started notifying people, I think 4 years ago in the election. You would get a notification in the mail that says, hey, we got your ballot, but the signature doesn't look the same. So you need to fill out this affidavit and you need to make a copy of your driver's license and get it back to us.
Before Election Day.
Before Election Day.
Okay.
Well, we followed up with that list of people. And out of like 49 people, we found one person who'd bothered to open the envelope. It was official mail from the Supervisor of Elections office. Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody hadn't even looked at it. So, you know, truly, if you vote by mail, one of the things that mm-hmm. I highly recommend is if you update your signature. You can re-register to vote at any library, any public library. Walk in, tell them that you need to update your voter registration. They'll hand you the form, fill it out right there, sign it, and give it right back to them. That way your signature is updated because our signatures change as we age.
Yeah, the stresses of life can turn what used to be a really lovely John Hancock signature to scribble scrabble.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So it's probably a good idea if you do vote by mail to maybe do that every election.
It,
right?
It really is, yeah. And you know, like if you used to be able to see what your name was and now it looks like a physician wrote it, you know, there's a problem. You need to re-register and update your signature. Early voting in Duval County and the larger counties starts October 22nd. That is a Monday. And it goes all the way through Sunday, the day before the election. You have 2 weeks, 2 weeks to get in and vote. You can go to any public library. You don't have to go to the one that's closest to you. You can go to any public library in the county in which you live.
That's statewide.
In Duval County.
Okay.
And register. They're open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, including the weekends. So all you got to do is run in there, run out. It doesn't matter if it's the one closest to your house, closest to where you work, closest to where the kids go to school, closest
to
the grocery.
It just has to be in your county.
As long as you're in your county, then you should be able to go there. And it's usually a lot faster because it's not people rushing to get into that line, that kind of thing. But we're going to stop for another break here. 904-222-8255 if you got a question or you want to talk, have a conversation, get into what we're doing here, give us a call. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be talking about some other events coming up, and we're going to be talking about Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Still about 100 miles offshore, and Hurricane Florence is already having a big impact. A flight tracking service says some 1,200 U.S. airline flights scheduled for today and tomorrow have been canceled. Some airports in the Carolinas essentially are shut down. An emergency management official in one of the most populated areas of coastal North Carolina says winds from the storm have already arrived and other impacts won't be far behind. The new Hanover County Emergency Management System said today residents who did not evacuate should expect 60-mile-an-hour winds by about 7 p.m. this evening local time. That would eventually increase to 100 miles per hour or more. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well right now. It's up by 123 points at 26,122. The NASDAQ doing well, up 55 points, and the S&P 500 up by just about 14. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. I have a question for you. What do you believe? This is a question that Jesus asked of many people. Your spiritual beliefs form the foundation of your faith and how you will respond in life. What do you believe, and where do those beliefs come from? 2 Timothy says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. God gives us His Word, the Bible, to form and strengthen our beliefs. Our spiritual beliefs should be based on Scripture rather than traditions and opinions of men. I can be wrong, but God's Word is always right.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at GodFirstMIN.com.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the 5 short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HDTV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And I've got Ryman Schoaf and Roger Henderson in the studio with me. We've been talking about all kinds of things, but we were talking about right before we left, the importance of voting. I cannot stress it enough. I don't care what you do. I don't care how much you listen. I don't care how much you participate in social media. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your, you know, that's wonderful. It's all wonderful. Try to get people enthused and try to get them to see, you know, the Republican way kind of thing. Try to get them to vote for our team. But in the end of it, after doing all of that, you still have to go vote. You must vote. If you don't fill out that ballot, you don't submit that ballot, then you have done nothing. And I cannot be more clear than that. We have got to get people out to vote. It is not unusual to find many, many, many people who don't bother anymore. Oh, my vote didn't count. Well, we already know here in Duval County that these elections are very, very close. We know in Florida mm-hmm. that the elections are very, very, very close. How many times in Duval have we had elections that were won by one vote, two vote?
Or a coin toss.
Exactly.
Did that actually happen in Duval, or is that somewhere else? No, they had a coin toss.
We didn't have a coin toss. Okay. We had they picked ping pong balls out of a bag.
That's funny.
I know that it was weird. The supervisor of elections, the statute reads that if it's an absolute tie, once you've done all of your recounts and all of your provisionals and everything, that if it's an absolute tie, that the supervisor of elections chooses a game of chance. And so it was Jerry Holland, and he chose to get ping pong balls and put numbers on them and put them in a bag, and the person who got the highest number won. It was pure chance. Mm. Pure chance. And that's all happened within the last 6 years right here in Duval County. Right here. So nobody, I don't want to hear from anybody about my vote doesn't count. Every single vote counts. People will tell me, well, there was hundreds of thousands of votes, or there were millions of votes. Mine's just one. Well, where do you think the millions came from? It came from millions of one person going to the polls and casting their ballot. That's how you get the millions.
Yep. Now, recent polling data is showing that people who are planning on voting this November, mm-hmm. most of them, almost 100%, have already made up their minds as to who they're going to vote for. It's not quite 100, but close to it, mm-hmm. which would mean the turnout is going to be bigger than trying to get somebody to convince them to go with your side, because people have already made their minds.
Exactly.
We
true.
Talked about absentee. That's a type of turnout.
Yeah.
Does Duval County GOP have any type of transportation service to the polls?
Yes.
That gets people out either early voting on election day.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody who wants, who needs a ride to the polls, we'll certainly do it. And we'll do it on election day, and we will do it throughout early voting. All you got to do is call Duval GOP. Mm-hmm. It's 396-4233, and we will get right back with you. We will get somebody, we'll arrange for someone to come out and pick you up, take you to the polls, and actually bring you back home after you've voted. You'd be amazed how many people call up and go, okay, but, you know, will they bring me home? Yeah. Yes, yes, we will bring you home. Yes.
Just leave you there, because yeah. it's right around the corner from the mall, and go shopping afterwards.
Yeah, you
right?
can shop. It'll right. be wonderful.
And get Uber to take you back yeah. home.
But we actually, yes, we will get you a ride to the polls. And I truly, you know, if you need a ride to go vote, again, no reason to wait until election day.
You can always vote early. That way you don't have to worry about it.
Right. Early voting goes on for 2 weeks. We can get you there any day that works for everybody. So, yeah, we absolutely do that. And then, of course, on election day, which is November 6th, Tuesday, November 6th, the polls there are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and but you have to go to your own polling place. You must go to your polling place. If you go someplace else, they'll give you a piece of paper with the proper address on it. You'll have to go drive there.
But that is on election day.
That is prior, on election
day. Prior to election day, any early voting site.
Yes.
In
prior
your county.
To election day in Duval County, it is any public library. Any public library.
Or the supervisor of elections office.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. We've got Kenny, who's called in with a question today. Kenny, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, hopefully I'll have a question. We'll make it a question/comment.
That's okay.
I don't see why. I know money's always in there. You know, always a consideration.
Right.
What would be wrong with some bigger signs that can't be destroyed easily? And basically it just says, don't forget to, you know, register and vote. and then maybe have a website. But that wasn't my original comment. My original comment was I'm seeing the little small signs that, you know, that people put in the ground, that, you know, like garage sale, you know, that style sign.
Right, little yard signs.
I'm seeing Jeff Green, and I saw Jeff Green and Andrew Gillum, and I'm seeing them in front of businesses where there's a lot of people that work.
Right.
Okay, so I want to see some Ron DeSantis signs out there like that too, if they're going to do that, you know, because I think that's just pure name recognition that they're trying to use there. And while I got you, one more question about how hard would it be to have more specific signs where, you know, you have somebody on a corner and maybe the subject is the economy, you know, and you break it down into two or three subjects, and that's what that sign says, you know. Do you like the economy, you know?
Kind of like the Burma Shave signs.
Like, yeah, I'm a real kind of sort of you know, like a guerrilla warfare guy.
Yeah,
I think you need to up the game on the signage, and also the websites you can go to get info.
Well, I hear what you're saying. We have found out over the years, and you will see a whole lot more DeSantis signs up. We've got Scott signs in a lot of different places, but you'll start to see DeSantis signs coming up pretty soon. There's used to be that signs along the side of the road really created a lot of attention. I mean, you know, people weren't used to having 1,000 signs in a block. With it, you know, all kinds of businesses and the shopping centers, and like you said, the, you know, buy my house, and there's just signs everywhere. There are signs everywhere, and people have a tendency to tune them out. Now they didn't used to. It used to be a real big deal. You put a sign, people would slow down and, you know, and pay attention.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore. We've also found that for the most part, the people who notice the signs are the ones who notice them because they go, oh, yeah, that's my guy. They don't notice the other ones.
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. I got a 23-year-old son, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk politics a lot. He gets sick and tired of hearing my side of it, too, even though he generally agrees with you know, a lot of what I say.
Mm-hmm.
They're real heavy into YouTube. They're really looking hard at some of these guys like Joe Rogan and things like that. And DeSantis, he has to, I'm just talking about him, got to do some good videos, go to some businesses, people that are succeeding now, have him stand there interviewing the business person, explaining why, you know, how things are so much better, things are working,
right,
and it's not a problem.
And right.
Get it out there on YouTube.
You know, that's all a good right. That's a all really right. good idea. I thank you. Thanks so much for the call and for the suggestions, Kenny.
Okay.
It was nice to talk with you.
Bye.
All right. Take care. You know, some of this we have found over the years that some things, the effectiveness of some things change over the years. And it's like signs. I can tell you that truly of all the expenditures in the campaign, yard signs is like at the very bottom of the list because they're no longer effective.
Yeah, you do your research on that and you find out when doing your, you know, surveying,
right,
that affect your vote, and you find that signs don't exactly really help that much.
They really don't. I know that there's a lot of us who grew up with signs, mm-hmm, putting out signs. It was like a really big deal that we had sign teams all over town, and in the middle of the night people would go and stick up signs everywhere. And people kind of expect them, but they expect them again because they're looking for the ones that are for their team.
And they're already going to vote for them, so it's not going to change the vote.
Exactly. And well, that's exactly
Tuesday night, I was going to the St. Augustine Trump Club to talk about Benghazi.
Yeah.
And I live in Clay County, so I go the back way through Green Cove Springs 16.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of out in the middle of nowhere, I'm driving to look. There's a Gillum sign. I'm like, oh my gosh, here I'm in the middle of nowhere. No, mm-hmm. no DeSantis signs, but there's already a Gillum sign right along the road, right mm-hmm. next where everybody could see it.
And see, that one's noticeable.
Now, I wonder whether or not that would actually motivate DeSantis supporters to get to the polls, thinking that they really need to fight to get their guy elected.
Yeah, that's a good question. That I don't know, you know. But, yeah, I mean, and certainly again, the signs are coming. People, by and large, don't pay. Unless you're a political junkie, people, by and large, really still don't pay attention to things until the last couple of weeks. So, you know, even though we're 50-some days out, you know, there's plenty of time to get the signs out, and they are coming. We're going to be back for one last segment. If you got any other questions or topics you want to cover, 904-222-8255. We will be back after a few messages. We're going to tell you about a couple more events that are coming up here in Jacksonville.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumberinjax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley began his concert in Seattle by asking the crowd to stand for the national anthem. Then Elvis broke out into Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, and the crowd went wild. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands, including Birkenstock and For Your Soul by Rocky Brands. And congratulations this month to Dennis Mansell, celebrating his 20th year with Boger Shoes. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by Boger Shoes at 1014 Park Street in Five Points. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
All right, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. During the break, we were talking about debates, and people saying, you know, like, hey, I want to debate, but if the incumbent thinks he's got it made in the shade, why would he bother giving you the time of day? But if they're losing, yeah, okay, they'll take the bait.
I can tell someone thinks they're losing if they demand a dozen debates between now and election day.
And you knew. That's the first hint.
They're hanging on.
Yeah.
Rick Scott has been asking Bill Nelson to debate for the last almost 2 months. And he's like, hey, you need to talk to me. Voters should have an opportunity to hear the two of us and face off. And finally, yesterday, Bill Nelson agreed to a debate. And that debate is going to be on October 16th. And it's going to be covered nationally, I guess, by CNN.
Hmm.
And the governor said, immediately put out a new tweet and said, okay, great. Well, you agreed to one. What about the one in Jacksonville, Florida? We've been asking you about that one, too. What about Jacksonville? Still haven't heard anything.
Hmm.
So, and that would be another debate at JU with Kent Justice and that crew. Haven't had an answer on that one yet.
Yeah. Well, as far as the debates and me being the media guy I am, Florida is really under the microscope. People are watching this state around the country because of its influence on America and the impact that Florida has on presidential elections.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
We think we're just voting in a midterm, but isn't this particular election going to determine the congressional districts?
It may. Yeah. It may very well. We're always, you know, as goes Florida, so goes the nation kind of thing.
Right.
Yes, whether or not we hold on to the House, whether or not we add seats to the Senate, mm-hmm. I think Florida is going to make a big difference. And, of course, Florida being, mostly Eastern time, our results go out once the polls are closed. So, but if you're 3 hours behind.
But you have to remind the networks that we've got the panhandle area.
Yeah.
Don't announce it as soon as the.
Exactly.
The peninsula voted because you can throw things off. And there have been people who've gotten out of line after they said, well, we now call Florida, da 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 da.
Right.
And they forget all about places like Panama City, et cetera.
Exactly.
And they're still in line.
But they count at the mountain time and
Central.
Well, yeah, they're in Central Time.
Okay, yes.
But once our polls really do close, mm-hmm. In Mountain Time and out on the West Coast, they same thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, Florida has called it for this. Oh, well, you know, I don't know, why should I bother, kind of thing. So it is influential. And then, of course, the other issue is they're looking at us to see whether or not this incredible influx of manpower and money that's been brought into Florida. With George Soros and with Tom Steyer out of Silicon Valley, and of course, you know, all of the various PACs related to the DNC, what kind of influence they were actually able to have here. They are working hot and heavy for get out the vote and registration specifically for Gillum and the ticket.
You know what? I don't know if it's just me, but does that make you feel a little weird that people in California are trying to help decide who we have as our elected officials? Shouldn't it be something that we in Florida decide? Or
there's an age-old question. I mean, mm-hmm. A lot of people have suggested over the years that you go back to, first of all, getting rid of these PACs so that you can't get billions of dollars, infused into a campaign that nobody knows who they are.
And is there a requirement for U.S. citizenship when you donate to a PAC?
Right. It's you don't know who they are. You don't know. But you don't know where the money came from. But poof, here's a few million or billions of dollars.
Well, the reason that's so important is because I read this morning on Drudge that California is number one for poverty.
Yeah,
California's number one for poverty, and Gillum has said that we need to make Florida like California.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gillum has said that.
That's the model.
Yes.
That's
California is the model.
So if you want to be poor, tell your friends, vote Gillum, because that's what you're going to get. You're going to be just like Florida or California with hypodermic needles and all the other issues they have out there.
Sanctuary cities
and crime and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
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 But
look at it this way. You don't have to go 3,000 miles to California. You can be right here in Florida and get all that.
Yes. Right here
that's
in California,
vision.
You can let socialism just take over your life.
That's the vision right there.
Mm. Yeah. 40% increase on corporate taxes, which will literally destroy the economy. I mean, the jobs that have appeared in the last few years, not just with Donald Trump and the White House and the federal tax relief that we got, but with all of the tax relief and all of the work that Governor Scott has done in Florida all of these years, those jobs will disappear if the economy tanks. And we are in boatload of trouble if that happens. Boatload of trouble. So these are the kinds of things that this man literally stands for, proudly so. And I just don't understand. We were talking again during the break. 20 years ago, Ryman, you were saying this, 20 years ago, if a socialist wound up at the head of a ticket,
it was impossible.
It was impossible.
Never even get out the door.
No one would have ever guessed in a billion years.
I couldn't tell you the number of people that I've had this conversation with that will say, oh, socialism's okay. I said, do you realize Venezuela, resource-wise, is the richest country in South America, but because of socialism, they don't even have toilet paper?
Yeah.
Do you realize that? No toilet paper. That's when you know things are bad, when you don't have toilet paper. Is that what you want here? And I'll get the, well, that wouldn't happen here. It's happened every place it's tried. Mm-hmm. Cuba broke, North Korea, Venezuela, communism, progressivism, socialism. It's all the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How would you answer people who say that Gillum does not call himself a socialist?
I say he's a progressive, and progressivism and socialism is all the same thing. It's top-down government in your pocket telling you how to live your life, and...
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Exactly.
Why do you want to live like that?
Exactly. And folks, we got to get out. You got to work. If you want to volunteer to help Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, Ron DeSantis, Rick Scott, and all of our ticket, you need to get out and volunteer. Go to DuvalGOP.com and click volunteer. We can get you started doing helping on the teams that are trying to get all of these things done so we can get people out to vote. Wanted to let you know, too, this Saturday on the 15th, we have a victory office. We have a Republican victory office. It's at 10111 San Jose Boulevard, 10111 San Jose Boulevard. And at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, Matt Caldwell, who is our candidate for agriculture commissioner, will be there. He's going to do a meet and greet. And then we would love for you to stay and either join our walk and talk team, go out and meet voters and get information out to them, or join our phone banking team, which is right there as well. And again, be a part of making a difference and making sure that Florida does not fall to socialism. We cannot allow this to happen. We can't allow it to happen. Also, next Wednesday on the 19th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at that same location on San Jose Boulevard, Ashley Moody, who is going to be our next Attorney General for Florida. Ashley Moody will be there for a meet and greet, so you can get out and talk with her as well. It's very, very important that you get out and meet these people, talk with them, get comfortable with them, know what they're all about, and then go out and volunteer and help us get done what needs to be done so that we can maintain freedom and liberty here in Florida. Otherwise, we are cooked. So, I don't know what else to say about that.
So many things going on. Anything going on the 3rd of November?
The 3rd of November.
Yeah,
there might be something going on the 3rd. What would that be?
Oh, thank you for reminding me, Karen. All right, 3 November. There's always been turning points in our history, you know, like 1776 and December 7, 1941 and 9/11. But also there's a turning point on the 11th of September, 2012. And that's when Ambassador Chris Stevens, who was told by the Hillary Clinton State Department to go establish our embassy in Tripoli, which he did. He was very successful.
Friend of yours, too.
I knew him personally, a great guy, and was friends with Hillary Clinton. So you need to get from that is you don't want to be friends with Democrats because when you need help, you don't get it.
That's right.
But
there
anyway,
you go.
So he begged for help. He was in Benghazi, and he knew that he was under duress, and he asked for help. But not only did he not get any help, but his security was pulled away from him. And for 13 hours, he begged for help, and he didn't get any. And so we have a memorial on 3 November at 3 o'clock on Saturday at the Hyatt
Regency downtown.
Downtown, yep. The tickets are $39. Go to Dinesh D'Souza/Jacksonville, because Dinesh D'Souza is our guest speaker.
Fantastic. You can't beat this stuff. I'm telling you, we've got a lot going on. You've got candidates, Matt Caldwell, Ashley Moody. We've got Dinesh D'Souza coming in November. We have Judge Jeanine coming in October. DuvalGOP.com. See you next Thursday right here, 2 o'clock. And come and help us. Take care.